Okay, so what we're going to do now is, I guess in a certain sense, a continuation of what we did last week, but it's kind of independent, so I'll catch anyone else who wasn't here, I'm going to catch everybody up. But basically, we want to do the position of the Rambam. Rambam and then the Ravid, probably we won't get to the Ravid today, or we'll introduce him, but the Rambam and the Ravid. And the issue is regarding the lengths, the shiurim of the different sounds of the shofar. Okay. So, the Mishnah, it's always rooted in the Mishnah, okay? And the Mishnah is very cryptic, okay? Because the Mishnah said, shiur tekiya ke shalosh turos, okay? The length of a tekiya is like three churros, okay? Which is not true, according to anybody. The length of a tekiah is not like three churros. On the simple pshat, it's just not true, right? There's no position to hold that a tekiah is three times as long as a churro.
How long is a churro?
That's a good question. Then the Gemara says the length of a churro is like three cries. Okay, three cries. Question is, there's a machlokas whether cries means do-do-do, or a cry means do, so that's, is it three, you know, or does it mean two? Okay, so the Mishnah means basically, let's keep things simple. According to Tosus, the Mishnah means that the length of a teruah is three ditatos, which means nine, like what we call a teruah. Okay, the Mishnah. So basically, a shear of a teruah is three dutatos, which means nine, what we call a teruah, basically. Whereas the Brisa says the length of a churua is like three shvarim, okay, which is what we call shvarim, three shvarim. That's the length of churua. Okay, so we're basically going to not get into now. We did last week the different types of churuas, okay? But basically, according to Tosafot, the simplest way is a churua is nine beats, nine, and a shvarim is three of them, three longer ones, fine. But now a tekiah, now the question is, what's the relative length between tekiah and whatever trua is, the middle thing. Okay, tekiahs are on the ends, and you have trua in the middle. What is the comparison between tekiah versus the middle guy? Okay, the trua, the shvarim, whatever it is. So the Mishnah says, simple reading the Mishnah says that tekiah is three times as long as a trua. Okay, the length of a tekiah is three times as long as a trua. But the problem is the Brisa says the length of a tekiah is equal to that of a trua. Okay? So it's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. The Mishnah is talking about the tekiyos of all the sets, of all three sets. There are three sets of, let's say, tekiyah, trua, tekiyos. So it's saying is the length of the three tekiyos, is equal to the length of the three truas. Okay, which means basically it's one to one. And the Brisa is saying the length of one tekiyah is equal to the length of one churro. Okay, and that's the way Rashi Tosos learned. Simple way to learn the Gemara is that the length of a tekiah is equal to the length of a churua. They're equivalent. The length of three tekiahs is equal to the length of three churuas. Okay, that's the way they learn. And it says of the tekiahs of all the sets, even though technically there are six tekiahs in all the sets, right? Because there are three sets and there's a tekiah before and tekiah at the end. It means the beginning ones, I guess. It doesn't openly say it means the beginning ones. The length of the three tekiahs is equal to the length of the three churros, which means tekiah equals churro. Okay, and that's the way Rashi, Tosos, all the Rishonim learn, basically. Just about all the Rishonim learn, that tekiah equals churro. Okay? Okay. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam is, you'll see, the Rambam is in a certain sense easier to read in the Gemara. Okay, and that's what you were kind of hinting at. And the simpler reading of the Gemara is really like the Rambam. But the Rambam has his own problems. Okay, his own problems that we're going to have to deal with. So let's read the Rambam. Let's try to see the questions which were brought up and see how he learns the Gemara. So the Rambam is in Shofar Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. Okay, it's not that much. A few words. Okay, Shiur Teruwa Keshtei Tekiyas. So the length of a Teruwa. Okay, Teruwa, the Rambam defined earlier, means right, that kind of a cry. The cry, the hysterical cry. So the length of a Teruwa, how long do you have to do it? Like the length of two tekiyas. Okay, like length of two tekiyas. Two tekiyas, not one to one now. The Teruwa is double as long as a tekiyah. And then he says, Shi'ur Shalosha Shevarim Ketrua. The length of the three Shevarim, is like a Teruah. Okay? It's like a Teruah, which is what we do, right? The length of three Shevarim is basically like a Teruah, each of which is like 9 beats or so. Okay? So the unique part of the Rambam is that the length of a teruah is like two tekiyas. Okay, it's like two tekiyas. He said the length of a teruah is like two tekiyas. It's double that of a tekiyah. Double that of a tekiyah. Teruah is longer than tekiyah. Whereas all the other Rishonim learn tekiyah equals teruah. They're both of equal length. The Rambam learns the teruah is longer, double as long as the tekiyah. Okay, where did the Rambam get this from? Good. So he says, good. It's from the Gemara because the Mishnah said the length of a tekiyah is like three teruahs, right? And the Braisa said a tekiyah equals a teruah, so it was a contradiction. So the Gemara says, no. When the Gemara says the length of a tekiyah is equal to three teruahs, it means the length of all the tekiyahs, of all the sats, is equal to three teruahs. How many tekiyahs are there in all the sats, in all three sats? There are six, right? Each set has a tekiyah before and a tekiyah then. So therefore, if you want to know how many tekiyahs, the tekiyahs of all the sets is six tekiyahs of all the sets. So saying this, the length of the tekiyahs of all the sets, six of them, equals to the three teruahs. So 6 to 3 is the same as 2 to 1. Right? So saying the length of all the tekiyahs is the same as all the teruahs added up. Which means that each tekiyah is half as long as a teruah, or each teruah is twice as long as a tekiyah. And the Braisa, which is saying that the length of tekiyah is equal to a teruah, it's talking about the tekiyahs of one set. The two tekiyahs of one set are equal to the one teruah in the middle. So the two tekiyahs add up to the one teruah. In which case, again, the tekiyah is half as long as the teruah. So that's what the Rambam says. The shir ha-teruah kishtei tekiyahs. The length of a teruah is like two tekiyahs. It's double as long as the tekiyah. Okay, that's where the Rambam gets it from. It's the simplest reading of the Gemara. Simplest reading of the Gemara. Okay, good. So Jeremy asks, well, how do you know that it's to each one is half? Maybe it means the two tekiyahs altogether have to add up to teruah, or teruah has to be as long as two tekiyahs, right? But Martha, I think, says, yeah, but what's, so teruah has to be as long as two tekiyahs. So what's tekiyah? Like, tekiyah is the unit, it would seem. So whatever tekiyah is, then teruah is two of those. It would be funny to say that one tekiyah has a shira. It's a shira, it would seem it's like a shira of the tekiyah. I mean, we'll see. We have to get into this a little more. But on the surface, you'd assume they're the same thing. They have the same shira, you know? Is it right? Okay. Okay, well, what is the problem in the Rambam here? Okay, so Shai mentions the third problem, which is, I believe this is the Ravid's question. Did you think that's the Ravid's question, or you're just asking on your own? Okay, good. So you're in good company. Okay, so the Ravid's, I think, again, it's very hard to understand the Ravid. The Ravid's oftentimes cryptic. But we'll read the very beginning of the Ravid. I think he's asking Shai's question. Okay, so it says, Kol zeh shibo shamatika. All of this is a mistake of the copier. It's like a copying mistake, printing mistake, printing error. Okay, all this is like a printing error. Ella, rather it should be, shir tekiya keshalosh teruos. Shir teruah keshalosh shvarim. Okay, rather it should be different, totally different what the Rambam says. Okay, and then he goes on to explain his position. Okay, now you think maybe you have to read further than the Ravid, but it's I don't want to get into it now, it's confusing, and the second part of the Ravid is not like the first part of the Ravid. The Ravid gives his own theory, which is you can trust me or you can look at it on your own later, is not in line with the beginning of what he's saying about the Rambam typo error, you know? And it's not clear what's the Ravid saying. This is a copying mistake. Is he literally mean like, oh, by the way, there's a wrong gear on the Rambam. The Rambam wrote this, or is that kind of like his way of digging at the Rambam and saying, is, wow, you must have copied it wrong, Rambam. You know, kind of saying, right? But I think his question is what Shai is asking, is that the Mishnah says shior tekiya keshalosh teruos. Tekiyah is like three teruahs, and then teruah is like cries, right? So the starting point is teruah is however many cries, and then tekiyah is defined relative to the teruah. The Rambam switches it. The Rambam says that teruah is like two tekiyahs, and then the shvarim are like a teruah. He just then he just invents his own order. For whatever reason, he goes backwards. So that, I think what he means, it's a mistake of the copier, I think he means, is the Rambam's copying it wrong. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, everyone's talking, Mishnah and Braisa are talking about it one way, and the Rambam just switches it around. What's he doing? Right, that's your question, right? Okay, good question. But there's a more, you know, you could say, look, who's to say the Rambam has to copy the Mishnah? The Mishnah itself is really kind of tricky anyway, is what exactly the Mishnah is saying. So the Rambam is deciphering it and putting it all together and telling you the punchline. So it's not so much of a problem, but it's a question. I mean, I think there's something more to the question than just the fact that he's switching the order. You know, but there's a problem here. A different problem. Exactly. So I got the problem here. Is that he doesn't tell you, okay, let's say, okay, it's Rosh Hashanah and you hold like the Rambam. You want to do like the Rambam. So you open up your Rambam, okay, you get your shofar out, and you say, okay, here, what's the shear? So you say, okay, I'm going to blow my trua, it's only my two tekiahs. Right? Okay, fine. So how long is my trua? Like two tekiahs. Okay, now how long is my tekiah?
Half a trua.
Half a trua. Well, shvarim is like a trua. Right? So shvarim, three shvarims is like a trua. A trua is like two tekiahs. Tekiah is like, I don't know. It's a blast of some length. Some undetermined length. We don't know. The Rambam doesn't tell us. So if you only told me one more fact, it would all be great. How long is a tekiah? But he doesn't tell you how long a tekiah is. He just tells you a trua is double a tekiah, and a shvarim is the same as the truas. Okay, but what's a tekiah? See, the Mishnah doesn't have this problem. Because the Mishnah says a trua is like three cries. Okay? Da-da-da. Or do-do-do, whatever. And then a tekiah is equal to a trua. So my baseline is because a trua is three cries, three shvarams or three whatever, so I have a baseline, I know what it is, and then I can build my tekiah off of that. But the Rambam's starting point is a tekiah, but he never tells you what a tekiah is. So if you're trying to paskin, which presumably the Rambam is a halacha sefer, and he's trying to tell you how to do this thing, it's just an incomplete halachic statement. Right, you with me? Okay, that's a problem. There's another problem, I think, in the second part. What about the second part of the Rambam, where it says, Shior Shlosha Shvarim Ketrua? What do you think about that? The length of the three Shvarim is like a Trua.
But that would mean...
Let me give you one fact here. Okay, just remind you of a fact. So it turns out, De'oraisa, you have to hear Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. The Torah only says Trua. The Torah doesn't say anything about Shvarim, Shvarim, Trua. It just says Trua. And we don't know what Shrua means. Does Shrua mean Shrua? Does it mean Shvarim? Does it mean Shvarim Shrua? So we do them all. Because we're Mesupak. We don't know which one it is. We're in doubt. So we do them all. We do Tekiah first, Shrua first, or then Shvarim, and then Shvarim Shrua. Okay? And we do three sets of each one because we don't know what's the real Shrua. Okay? Fine. Anyone get the point? Good. Try again. So you can't... How do you define the shear of a Shrua, a Shvarim, in terms of a Shrua? Right? He says, the Torah says, let's say shvarim is what the Torah says. Oh, what's the shear? How long, as Hashem says, do a trua shvarim? You say, Hashem, how long do you want that to be? He says, oh, three truas. Trua, there's no such thing as trua. Whereas if shvarim is right, there's no such thing as trua. If trua is right, there's no such thing as shvarim. If shvarim trua is right, there's no such thing as shvarim or trua. The question is, we don't know what's the real deraisa. Is the real deraisa a shvarim, or is the real deraisa a trua? So you can't say that like Shiramar Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? That's a Shiramar from Sinai, how long they have to be. So it can't be that the Shir of Shvarim is equal to a Trua, because if Shvarim is the Misinai entity, then there's no such thing as a Trua Misinai. So it doesn't make sense to define the length of a Shvarim relative to a Trua. That can't be the Shir. The Shir of Shvarim has to have a length. You could reference it to the tekiah, because the tekiah definitely exists in Minatara. But to reference the shvarim, to say its shior is relative to the trua, that's implying that they both coexist, Sinai. Unless they made up their own shears, unless the Rabbanim just made up their own shear, but presumably shear are from Sinai. And from Sinai, how could it be, that if definitely from Sinai we only had one of shvarim or trua, how could it be that the shear of shvarim and trua are the exact same shear?
According to trua also.
Yes, correct, exactly. So it's a good idea, thought.
I mean,
but
technically, according to Rambam, according to those shears, you would say each one is two tekiahs long.
Yes.
And so then, shvarim trua would be four tekiahs.
I guess so. I would think so.
compared Trua to Tekiah, so maybe he thinks you'll automatically make that jump when he says Shvarim is
Length
is the Trua.
It is going to be the same. See,
it's wordy to say equal to Trua than equal to two Tekiahs.
I don't know. That's hard. It's hard. Not that much less wordy.
Why can't you just say that he was taking the Lashon of the Brisa?
He isn't, though.
The Brisa says Shir Shiro Kishol Shishar.
Well, that... Okay, good.
Because the Ram's seeing it as Pesach, and the Brisa... I don't know.
No. Better answer.
Because Brisa is using Trua as to mean the entire sound of the day. Like every just the middle. It doesn't mean like a specific branch of the middle, whereas the Rambam
right. Correct. I'm off here. Okay, yeah. The Chaim saying correctly is that when the Mishnah says the Mishnah of the Brisa, when the Brisa says Shir Teruah Kishlosh Shvarim,
that's
the Brisa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That Brisa, as the Gemara explains, that Brisa is holding that the Shir the real Teruah is Shvarim. So what it's saying is Shir Tekiah is like three Shir Teruah is like three Shvarim. It means Teruah is that's what it's defining. Teruah equals three Shvarim. So when it says Teruah, it doesn't mean what we call Teruah. It means what the Torah's word Teruah equals three Shvarim. That's fine. That's basically saying Teruah sounds like 2, 2, 2. What the Torah means by Trua is 2, 2, 2. But when the Rambam says Trua, he doesn't mean the Torah is Trua. He means what we call Trua. Right? That's what he means. And he's saying the Shir of a Shosha Shvarim is like Trua, means like that. So that's the problem. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two problems. I'm more bothered by the first problem. I mean, this is an interesting kind of problem, but I'm more bothered by the first problem is that... By the way, this first problem, the Migdalos asked this problem. Problem is that... But it's obvious. I think you read the Ram carefully, you notice that you ever try to Paskin from this Ram, you never know how to do it. He never tells you the baseline. He never tells you how long it is. Right? That's strange. Right? And then the second question is, again, how can you give a Shir of Trua and Shvarim relative to each other? And then also, the Ravid's problem is, why is the Ram switching the order around? Right, the order from the Mishnah. And then I guess what BMAX getting at, so like, what's the Svara? Like, what's the Machlokas between Rambam on the one hand and pretty much all the other Rishonim on the other hand? Right? Okay, so Chaim wants to answer is that, for the first question is, the Rambam never tells you what Tekiah is, so you want to say is Tekiah means whatever length you want to make it. But there's no absolute length. What the length of Tekiah is indeterminate, but the one thing is, your Trua has to be double as long as your Tekiah. The relative lengths, right? That's your saying. Okay, and that's why they're on the length, because there is no length. I guess they would have to, still, I would think they're going to say there has to be a minimum, right? But whatever, right?
Minimum,
some minimum, which he also doesn't tell you, but whatever. Let's leave that problem out.
But I mean, usually when someone blows the Kia, it's not going to be 1 cent.
Okay, fine. So let's say that. So, but then the halacha would be, if you blow a really long Kia, so then you'd have to do your Trua double as long. So the question is, well, does the Rambam talk about it, what happens if you blow a really long tekiah, right? So he does, in the end of the same halacha. Right at the next words. Haresha takovei riyah v'taka. And this is, I think, V-Mac, what you're asking about, right? I don't think it's a knockoff, but it's a question. It says, if a person blows tekiah tru tekiah, takovei riyah v'taka tekiah arucha, and you blow the last tekiah very long, u'mashach ba kishtayim barishona, and your second tekiah is double as long as the first one. Okay, so you have tekiah, trua, tekiah gedola. Okay? In omrim, so the question is, maybe I could count it as two. One for this set and one for the beginning of the next set. In omrim, techashiv kishtei tekiyos. The yariya achareh haviyachsav yitka. You can't say, I'll count this as two, and now I'm up to trua. Because this is tekiah, the end of the last set and the beginning of the next set. Ella, afilu machach ba kol hayom. Even if you continue your tekiah, you do your tekiah for 8 hours. Still, eino ela tekiachas. It's only one tekiah, v'chozer v'tokeya u'meiria v'tokeya shlosh pa'amim. And then you have to, again, do tekiah tru tekiah. Okay? Tekiah tru tekiah. It only counts as one. So according to the logic you're putting forth, Chaim, you just have to say, if you do an 8-hour tekiah, you'd have to then do a 16-hour teruah. I mean, you could say in a Hanami, but you'd think the Rambam should say, oh, but make sure if you do a super-duper long one, because it will be impossible if you do the tekiah so long, you know? So therefore, it would seem.
But I mean, he would then.
Could say again. Chaim could argue in a Hanami. If you do a tekiah really long, you're going to have to make sure you do a true double. And he just told you that. Shear true shtei tekiahs. So you have to, you know that. Of course, if you do it super long, it's ridiculous. But I would think the Rambam would say, oh, but make sure, because it's not, see, because there's another way to read the Rambam. When he says shear tekiah, true shtei tekiahs, he means the shear. The length, the minimum length of a true of the trua is equal to the two times the minimum length of a tekiah. Not two times as long as you personally blow the thing, but the shiur teruah is like the shiur, like two minimal tekiahs.
Well,
therefore, I don't care how long you blow it. If the Rambam were holding this new idea that it varies as per your blowing, you'd think the Rambam would say that somewhere. Especially when he gives you a case of a super duper long one, you'd think he should say, oh, but make sure if you do it, but be careful because make sure your teruah gets double as long. He doesn't say that. So I would think by leaving that out, it indicates not definitely proof positive for sure, but I think the simplest reading of the Rambam is that he's not holding it.
Alright.
Okay? So what step could you take? I'll lead you here. Okay, if the Rambam's not telling you the shear of a tekiah, so what must he hold? Okay, there is no shear of a tekiah. So how does that make any sense? Right, but I mean, if it is there, the Rambam has told you, right? So if he's not telling you a shear, it must be healed. There is no shear. So could he explain that? Could that make sense? How could it be he has no shear? And how could I have no shear? I mean, if I go, dude, is that a tekiah?
Long enough to engender some quality of blast or something like that?
Okay, good. Good. So I think that's good. Is that the Rambam holds that tekiah is a quality. It's a qualitative entity of a blast. Okay? It's a good question practically how you figure out what that is, but you'll know it when you hear it. Okay? What a shear means. A shiur means where you, like a shiur of lulav, let's take. A shiur it means less than a four tvachim is a lulav. Okay, I have a lulav, now I want to know how big does it have to be? What's the quantity that the Torah demands? The Torah says, do I need just a lulav or it gives a quantity on it? So the quantity is four tvachim. Okay, so the shiur means where you have an entity where the entity already exists, and then the Torah is giving, demanding a certain minimum quantity. Okay, that's the idea of a shear.
Or maximum.
Or maximum quantity, correct. But by a tekiah, there is a length, but it's not a halacha of shear. It's not a halacha of shear. Let me just think if I can think of a good example. Yeah, like I would say, I'm not sure this is the best example, but I would say, let's say for a benching, deraisa, v'chado zato erachta. So how much do you have to eat? You have to eat k'day sviya. Okay? But I wouldn't say that that's a shiur. I wouldn't say that it's a quantity, that you only chayv to bench when you have a certain amount, k'day sviya. First of all, it's not an amount. But I'd say is that sviya, the state of sviya, is chayv to benching. And it's true that that state will emerge practically at a certain amount, and you need a certain amount to do that. But that's not a quantitative idea. Quantity is for an ounce, kazayas. It means it's size. Any amount of eating is eating. How big? So there's a scale. There's a scale, and a quantity is quantitative scale, and the Torah draws the line and says, here's the line. That's a shear. But it's sviya, it's not like there's a line, the Torah says, here's the line. No, it's not, achila is not machayev and benching, and sviya is the shear. Sviya is machayev and benching. An achila shel sviya. It's like a quality in the. It's a qualitative idea. So it says in the Rambam hold is that a teruah, a tekiah, is a blast. There's such a thing as a blast. Okay, a blast is a long sound. What's the minimum length that has to be? The length at which you'd call it a blast. Okay, if you blow it, you wouldn't say it's a blast. And obviously, if you blow it for 10 seconds, you'd say that's a blast. Where that line happens is unclear. I don't know exactly where it is, but there is a point. Okay, there is a point. And the Rambam doesn't tell you the point, but I would say he holds. You have to assess. It's a qualitative thing. And the Rambam doesn't say shiur, because it's not a shiur phenomenon. It's not a shiur. It's simply when that quality emerges. When the quality emerges. But by a teruah, the quality of crying emerges immediately. Right when, I mean, maybe not a one sound, but there's a quality already of crying right away. But now the question is, for how long do I have to cry? For how long do I have to cry? If I make a shever, one shever is a shever. But how, for how many of them do I have to do? That's quantity. A shever is a broken sound. I make a do, that's a sever, broken sound, or a do, whatever it is. It's a broken sound. How long does it have to carry on for? How long do I have to cry for? That's quantity. The quality already exists, but the Torah is demanding a quantity, and the Torah is, that's a shear. The Torah has to posit a shear. But the Torah doesn't have to posit a shear for a tekiah. It has a shear, it has a length built into it, the length at which the quality of blast comes about. It's a qualitative phenomenon. There is no shear. It's a given. It's a given. Once you have that given, now the Torah defines shrua relative to that given. The Torah defines shrua relative to that given. Okay, so you'd ask, yeah, but now you're saying is the shear of a shrua is defined the reference relative to the tekiah. We're saying tekiah doesn't even have a quantity. So how could it be that the shear of shrua is double tekiah, where tekiah itself has no quantity, and tekiah is just a qualitative entity? Right, exactly. This is the answer good, is that it doesn't mean that there isn't a length of tekiah. There is a minimum length of a tekiah. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. But let's say, for argument's sake, it's 2 seconds. But that's not, I'm not saying that there isn't a minimum length, that anything goes. Anyone can just say anything's a blast. There is a minimum amount. But it's not halachically classified as a shiur. Because a shiur is where the Torah says the quality already exists, and the Torah is drawing a line and saying, stop here, this is enough. But that's not the concept by tekiah. By tekiah, it's saying is you have to produce the quality of a tekiah. Now that quality, in fact, will emerge at a certain amount of time. It's not saying that it doesn't. And you have to assess it. A particular mora or a particular rebbe or whatever is going to have to paskin how long he thinks it is when that tekiah, when that exists. Like any other halachic shayla. But it's not a shear. It's based on svara. Like a shear, you can never say how much matzah you have to eat. I'll give a svara. About 3 ounces. So you can't, how are you going to give a svara? It's an axiom. The Torah defined it as kezayas. But here you could say, you could have a bala ura say, when is it a blast? He'll blow it and he'll try it and he'll give up a hopsak and he'll for his congregation, whatever it is, he'll say, this is when it's a blast. And he'll sit there, instead of having a stopwatch, he'll stay up there and he'll go like this when he says, that's a blast. It's left up to svara. When the quality of a blast emerges, that's not a shear. Halachically, it's not a shear. But does it have an amount of time? Does it have a length? Yeah, it has a length. I'm not saying it doesn't have a length. There is a minimum length, but the Rambam's not stating it because conceptually it's not a shear. Conceptually it's not a shear. But you could reference other shiurim relative to that because it does have a length. It does have a length, so the length of the shear of a trua will be double the length that tekiah has. But the tekiah is not actually a shear, but these are shiurim. Here's my point. Certain things in terms of physics are really just quantity, but in man's mind, the experiential world, you define it, it emerges as a quality. Like I said, examine a pop-up in baseball. Not every time you hit the ball a little bit high is it a pop-up. A pop-up is a certain height it has to reach. But it's not a quantitative, it's a different quality, it's a pop-up. Now even though in physics there's no difference, it's just quantity, what's the difference between a pop-up and a non-pop-up, or a line drive? I mean, it's just gonna be a quantitative thing, certain angle, certain whatever. But there's in man's mind there's a quality of a pop-up. You know, it's hard to figure there's gonna be a slippery slope, the line is gonna be a little fuzzy. Certain things I'm not sure whether I'd call it a pop-up or a liner or whatever, you know. But there certainly is a quality you see as a different word. You know, so like a bomb, he throws a long pass. There's a different quality. You know, it just comes about through quantity, but in man's mind, certain times a large quantity will produce, man judges to be a different quality. So I'm saying a blast is, in terms of physics, a blast is nothing more than a very long tube. But experientially, you say, wow, that was a blast. But if you blow for 1 second, you wouldn't say it's a short blast. Then you blow a millisecond, you're not going to say that was the shortest blast that was ever blown. It's a different activity. Even though it really just comes about through quantity. So I'm saying is when you have the quality of a blast, when is it? When's a pop-up? When a guy says, it's a pop-up. I don't know, when's it a bomb? When the guy says, it's a bomb, when the announcer says, wow, that was a bomb. Every announcer knows, no one's going to say, oh, that wasn't a bomb, that was just a 30, whatever. I don't know, certain questions that people will argue about. But there's a qualitative thing, and that's what a post-it's going to have to determine. But that's not a quantity. Say is, if you hit a pop-up, then whatever, then you're grounded. And then you have to take a day off for hitting a pop-up. There's no judge, there's no clock, it's not a shear, there's no quantity given a thing, it's a qualitative phenomenon. Exactly. So that answers the first question.
Right.
The shear of trua is kishtei tkiyos. Means the shear of a trua is relative to tkiyos. Two tkiyos. Double tkiya. What's tkiya? We know what a tkiya is, a blast. And as long as two blasts, that's the length of a trua. A trua is defined with reference to the qualitative entity called the blast. And the trua is two of them. Right? Exactly. That's the question that answers.
We still have Vmax question about that, right?
Vmax question? So we still have to do is we have to explain what's the svar to say it's two as opposed to other Rishonim, and what's the machlokas, right? Other Rishonim learn it's trua equals tkiya. Whereas the Rambam learns that tkiya is, the trua is double. What's that machlokas? What's the svar for that? Yeah, okay, so let me just take up the second question, and I'll leave the third one for you to think about for tomorrow. Okay, but the question is about the length of, how could you reference the length of a trua reference to a shvarim to the trua? Okay, I have an answer. I'm not sure how great it is, but I'll tell you what I'm going to think. Is that, see, the Gemara says, yeah, okay, so this is like this, that when the Torah said, the Torah definitely, the shear is double. According to the Rambam, the shear is double. Tekiah is double the true. No, I'm sorry, true is double tekiah. Okay, the true is double tekiah. Okay. But, no, let me think about it. Let me think about it. Let's leave the question. Let's leave that question. Okay, so what are we leaving with? I'm not sure how I want to do it. So there's one. So one question leaving with why? How do you have a shear of trua reference to the shvarim trua together? How do you reference them like that? How do you have the only one exists? They don't both exist. The other question is what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim? This depends whether tkiya is double or trua is double tkiya or the same. I guess in theory we could question this: why is the Rambam switching from the order of the Mishnah? Is that question? And then let's talk about the Ravid. Okay, let's do the Ravid here. Let's read the Ravid now quickly, okay? And we'll try to take him up tomorrow also. So the Ravid is, forget where he asked on the Rambam, Vida. Okay, Vida. And it's the middle of the Ravid. Vida, she'en machlokas bein atanoim, ela b'nein ha'tshua ma'hi, ekama shiura. The only machlokas, the Ravid says, the only machlokas bein atanoim is, how long is a trua? Ki atano ha'echad omer ki atshua hi termuti, v'shiura shlosha termutos. So the one Tana, the Mishnah holds that the Trua is D. And the shear of Trua is 3 D. So it's D. Very short. That's the length of a Trua. The Tana Acher Omer Ki Trua is Shvarim, Heim Shlosha, Vushir Gadol. And the other, the Braisa holds that a Trua means Shvarim, Du. And you need 3 of those, so it's going to be longer. It's going to be longer. Avos Shira Tekia Echad Hu Lishnehem. Ketesha Temutos Lik Shlosha Shvarim. Shem Shir Echad. But the shear of a tekiah, everyone agrees, is 9. Everyone agrees that tekiah is fixed. Tekiah means 9 beats. Okay? Tekiah means 9 beats. Right? Umi she'omer shvarim, hu she'omer shear tekiah ketrua. So the guy who holds shvarim is the braisa. The braisa, he resolves the whole braisa. The braisa says shvarim. Trua is 3 shvarims. And the braisa also says shear of a tekiah is like a trua. Because trua is 3 shvarims, which is 9 beats, and therefore the shear tkiya equals 9 beats. But umi shomer timutos, who shomer tkiya, kishlosha truas. But the mandamer who holds that a trua is trua, right? So then the shear of tkiya, which is 9 beats, is like 3 truas. So the Ravid learns that when the Gemara originally said that this idea, the first set, or the first set are all the sets, and they're not arguing. But he says that once the Gemara changed and says, no, the Brice and the Mishnah are definitely arguing. They're arguing what's true. Is true a do or is true a do, right? Now, you could go back to the ratio of the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah says the length of a tekiah is equal to 3 truas, that was assuming da. So therefore, it's going to be 9 beats. When the Brice says the length of a tekiah is equal to trua, that's assuming shmarim, which is 9 beats. So they are equal. So the punchline is, according to the Ravid, there's no halacha that tekiah is equal to trua. The halacha is that tekiah has its own share, 9 beats. And trua is 3 blanks, whatever blank is. Okay, whatever blank is. 3 of them. So if it's da, then it's da. And if it's shvarim, then it's 3 shvarims.
So then, but according to the Ravid, there would be no shear of shvarim trua.
There's a shear, yeah, oh, that's the nafkamina according to the Ravid, exactly. According to the Ravid, so when it comes to shvarim trua, so your shvarim trua is going to be 12 beats, the shvarim trua itself, because 3 shvarims each is 3 beats, is 9, and then your trua is da-da-da. It's going to be another 3, is 12. But how long is the tekiah going to be?
Maybe it's...
Nine. The Ravid's idea, see, this is the Ravid's chiddush, and this is what's so chiddush about it, is that we're so used to the... He holds that his chiddush is that tekiah is fixed. Tekiah has nothing at all to do with Truah. Tekiah is 9 beats no matter what, period. Whereas others learn Shir Tekiah is like a Truah means that Tekiah is like a Truah, and it varies. As the Truah varies, the Tekiah varies. The Ravid's saying is no. And it's good, I think, what they're saying. Tekiah is a blast. Tekiah is a blast. What's a blast? The Torah defines what a blast is. Why should a blast... He doesn't like the Rambam that it's just a blast, no shear. It has a shear. But why should the shear of a blast be deterred, dependent upon... Why should it be dependent upon what your true is? And this set of blasts is this, and this set of blasts is this, and this set of blasts is that. A true tequila is its own thing. It has its own shear. And a true is its own shear. True is 3 blahs, whatever, 3 cries. And a tequila is 9. 9 beats, it's its own thing. And the Mishnah, when the Mishnah references them relative to one another, it's simply like a description. It's not that they intrinsically have anything to do with one another. Intrinsically, tekiah is one thing, true is another thing. It's just for sake of simplicity and memory or whatever, the Mishnah links them together, the Braisa links them together. But they're not intrinsically linked, whereas the other Rishonim learn, no, they're intrinsically linked. The tekiah is relative to a trua, it's equal to the length of a trua. If your trua varies, your tekiah varies. You know? So we'll try to maybe we'll put, throw the Ravid into the mix also. We have to explain all the shittos, the Rambam versus the other Rishonim, we should also consider how the Ravid factors into the mix.